Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm excited to just chat with you and do a little life update, talk to you about some things that have been happening, talk to you about burnout, talk to you about things my clients are going through, and some of the realizations I've had this week. So let's get to it. This episode will be short and sweet. We celebrated Kyle's birthday last night. We had an amazing dinner at like a really nice restaurant, and we got to talking, and we just realized that how different our life is in this current moment than it was 10 years ago, say even 5 years ago. And so before I get into that, I wanted to mention this week, there has been an episode shared by Ed Milet and Andy Frisella, who, if you don't know, he's responsible for creating 75 Hard. And they were chatting about how hard entrepreneurship is. They were talking about some of the things that they've had to go through and the ways that they reflect in order to get to where they are. And I just love that they really peeled back the curtain on how hard it is, because this is something I have been screaming from the rooftops for the last 3 years. Like, it is not easy. It is not the trips. It is not working on a laptop from the beach like you see so much on social media now. It's literally crying, wanting to give up, feeling like you're failing. And then you hit this high and this momentum and this rush, and you're like, cool, this is the best thing ever. And then you get knocked down back to reality. And that's kind of just, you're constantly ebbing and flowing between these two states. And more than ebbing and flowing, like, that sounds more gentler. I like to think of it like oscillating furiously back and forth is much more a realistic reality of what it's like to be an entrepreneur. And they brought up a good point that really only 10%, it might have even been less, but 10% of people actually belong being entrepreneurs. The rest of them could be intrapreneurs, so working inside of an organization that's going to allow them to grow, but they have the support, they have the foundations, they don't carry the stress or the mental anguish that maybe the entrepreneur does. And I just think that's a beautiful concept that we should all think about and be like, hey, am I really meant to be an entrepreneur or not? Because you are, as an entrepreneur and a visionary, you're constantly going to be striving for more because it's in your DNA. And that kind of leads me to where Kyle and I were discussing last night. And, you know, we were sitting at dinner, and how we got on the whole topic was, our son is in a Montessori preschool right now, and we don't know how long he's going to be in there. We're enjoying it so far, but he's there like 3 hours, 4 days a week. So it's nothing crazy. And as he gets older, I always envisioned when I was in Cairo school that I would be a good little Cairo mama and I would homeschool. And that's just not a reality for where I'm currently at in my life. I love to be around my son as much as I can. He's very involved. I spend a lot of time with him. That's a core value of mine. But I just thought I was going to want to homeschool. And I really don't want to. I don't have a calling for that now. Like, maybe eventually I'll hire a teacher that'll come and travel with us and be in our home and homeschool him. But I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. But there's also these cool schools popping up on the East Coast that are like entrepreneurial driven and focused and really focused on protecting body autonomy, focused on creating Socratic thinkers versus telling them what they should think, which I really love. Like, that's one thing my husband has shared with me. You know, growing up, he was always told, one, you're not going to amount to anything, because he was just an athlete. So everybody thought that he was brawn and no brains, which he is both. But they also said, you know, they would tell him he was doing the wrong thing. And it's like, he always questioned the narrative. And that's one thing that I loved about him when I met him, is I'm just a good girl. I'm a rule follower through and through. I usually do what I'm told. And until I got to my 30s, I've really unleashed a little spicy person inside of me. And I've always been spicy. That's a lie. I've always been spicy. Ask any of my friends that grew up with me. I can bring it. Okay. But I am a rule follower by trade, because that's just what I did growing up. And Kyle's not. Kyle's like, well, why should I do that? Tell me how it makes sense. And that doesn't work in our public school system. And so we already are anticipating Jethro, based on how he acts and his personality now, that he's just going to need a little bit different education. So we're looking into the school. We're really excited. We want to explore more. And we got to thinking, like, how crazy that now with both of us being entrepreneurs, that we want to find a school for our son to get some of that entrepreneurial skill set at a younger age than we did. Because where would we be if we would have been taught these concepts even at 15? So we started talking about, like, what changed? And I can remember to this day, I went to a business-focused seminar and I was a different person when I left there. I had been reading books. I had been listening to podcasts. I was doing the work, right? But it's just different when you get in the room and you surround yourself with bigger thinkers who want more, who desire more. And I was a different person when I came back from that. I hired those people to be my mentors. And I literally doubled my practice. And shortly after that, I brought on my doc who's been with me for 5 years. And we've been growing the clinic since then. And I was reflecting because I was like, wow, we did really good. That was the main focus. And then when I decided I wanted to do consulting in 2022, again, I didn't know anybody at that seminar, by the way. So I know now that I'm hosting an event, I'm getting the objections, right? Like, well, I don't know if I know anyone. I'm scared. I don't know if I can afford it. Like, what if I don't know if it's for me? And my viewpoint on events pretty much since I went to that first event was like, I know I'm going to get exactly what I need out of it because the universe has my back. And two, almost all the events I go to, I don't know anybody originally, but I'm the type of person that walks in the room and just makes friends with everybody. That first event, I didn't know anybody. Got some friends after that from that crew of people. And then in 2022, I was newly postpartum and I was invited to attend dinner at one of my mentors' house, Taylor Welch. And it was only a few of us, like 20 of us that were invited. And I knew that if I didn't go, I was going to regret it. And you probably only get invited to Taylor Welch's house one time and get to say no one time, and you're probably not invited again. And so I was like, you know what? I was newly postpartum. I didn't like the way my clothes were fitting. You know, just all that stuff you go through as a new mom. Like, I was nursing around the clock. It meant leaving my baby, all of these things. But of course, Kyle was super supportive and was like, babe, you need to go. You need to go. And that event, again, changed me. And I was one of two women at that event, by the way, because I always put myself in rooms and situations where I know the least because I want to learn the most. And so I didn't know anybody, but I came back a different person. And this isn't the first time, obviously, this happened. But what that did in 2022 is it led me down the road for another quantum leap. And the last 12 months, you know, I've shared my consulting has just exploded. I've been coaching business owners for the last 3 to 4 years. And just now in the last 12 months, more people recognize my name. The podcast has been a huge success. And so it's just interesting that every single time I've pushed myself completely out of my comfort zone, that new opportunities have come up, that I have found new people to do life with and new people to learn from, that I have been able to push myself further than I ever thought possible. And it comes down to one thing. And so if you're listening to this, I hope you know I am not bragging by any means. My whole purpose of telling you this is because you are no different than I am. I do not have more gifts or more talents than you. They may be different, but I do not have more. And if I can achieve, you know, these things in a short amount of time, so can you when you get crystal clear on your vision. And also, it's like, we have one life. Why are we not running towards our dreams like our life is dependent upon it? Because it actually is. There's too often of times that we are settling or letting ourselves down. And I want to encourage all of you listening to this to hold yourself to a higher standard. You don't have to manage everything Steph's doing. Like, my life would stress out 80% of people, honestly. It stresses me out, usually. That's why I travel so much, is to relieve the stress. So I don't expect that for everybody. And what you want is probably way different than what I want. And that's good. That's why we should all be working towards our own vision and not somebody else's vision for us. But you have to start holding yourself to a higher level of accountability. Start saying yes when you're instinct is to say no. And so when I was asking some of the people inside of the challenge, which, by the way, the challenge has absolutely been crushing it. You see them tagging me with cold plunges and workouts and reading their pages and doing their business tasks. And it just gets me so freaking pumped up. Like, you guys are catching me on a high right now, because I've been doing, it's 4 p.m. when I'm recording this. I've been doing coaching calls since 10 a.m. this morning, or podcast interviews. And I just am so fired up. Like, everybody is winning around me, but that is not an accident. It is a byproduct of surrounding yourself with people who are also winning, right? And so people coming into the challenge, they're reporting like, oh my God, this is working out. This is going so much better. I feel so much clearer. I have better vision for my life. I have better clarity. Then people inside of our WPA call today, six of the people on the call had record weeks or record months or record days. And I'm like, this is freaking amazing. Like, this is why I do what I do, because I want to see everybody win. And so I'm telling you this because there is no difference between me and you. You can do it just as easily as I can. And I think that most of us forget that it's our responsibility to make that happen. So you have to put yourself in the room. Oh, and what I was going to say is, like, I was asking the challengers, those of you who aren't coming to scale up, which like 75% of them are, how come? And the number one objection was price. And for most of them, it's not actually a good use of their money. So I totally respect that. I don't think that that's where they should go. They should probably focus on investing in a coaching program first before a big event like this, where they'll get more guided support. And two, it was like, well, I don't know anybody in the room. And every time I've put myself in situations where I don't know anybody or it feels scary and that inner voice inside of my head is telling me to stay put, I don't listen and I push past it and then I enter a quantum leap. And so I just want to encourage you to really tone down that voice is saying no and turn the fuck up the voice that's saying yes and act like you have one life and run towards everything you want like your life depends on it. And on the flip side of that, completely going a different side, I want to talk to you guys about why it might be impossible for you to do that right now. Maybe you're not feeling motivated. Maybe you're feeling lack. Maybe you're not feeling inspired. And that's okay, because like I said earlier on the call or on the whatever this is, the podcast, we all go through that. We all have moments where we feel like we're getting our ass kicked. And I have something that I call like a Stephanie-ism, I guess. So a lot of you that listen, you know that I say, thank you, universe. You know that I say, make money out of thin air. Well, another one that I say is a bitch, don't quit. And so no matter how bad I get my ass kicked, you will not find me quitting. You will find me learning and pushing forward. And so my clients will say this to me now, like, oh, Steph, blah, 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 blah. This happened today. I got my ass kicked. You know, something happened with the building. Something happened with my team. Something happened with a patient, whatever it is. But they're like, a bitch, don't quit. They always end it like that. And I love it because I have created this attitude and this mentality of like, hey, I'm going to keep moving no matter what. And that doesn't mean we're chasing things that aren't meant for us. That's a completely different story. But we are showing up day in and day out and working towards what we want because we know that it's worth it. But if you're not someone who is feeling super inspired or motivated right now, likely you're experiencing some burnout. And let's talk about what that looks like. So if we're going to look at it from a doctor perspective, we would want to know what the symptoms are. Well, you probably feel like selling your businesses every other day would solve all of your problems. I have been there where it's like, oh, should we just sell everything and move to Costa Rica? Because that sounds fun. Maybe you're getting flustered with easy problems. Somebody has a sick day or your text system in your office goes down, or you missed a DM or an email. Something that's like a small problem, not really going to affect too much. It feels like a huge problem. You're probably burnout. If you're lacking clarity and you're like, Steph, I've tried to vision plan. I don't know what my next move is. You're burnout. You need to take some time off. And because you're in this field of entrepreneurship, you have to know that there are going to be hard times and there are going to be easier times, but it is dependent upon how quickly you bounce back is how quickly you achieve your goals. And so I'm not somebody who's like, just push through no matter what. Like, no, take a bath, do a workout, go on a walk, cry, get some sleep and wake up to face another day, because I know that sleep fixes most problems. I have learned that in the last 3 years. Usually if I'm feeling burnout or tired or like everything just feels overwhelming, I probably need a nap or I probably need like 8 to 9 hours of sleep and I'll feel much better. Also, just know that as long as you continue to show up and remain persistent, you are going to reach everything that you want. So if you're feeling like any of those things that I mentioned, you're burnt out. So how do you pull yourself out of that? Well, one, you have to ask yourself, what actually lights your soul on fire? What are life giving to you? If you look back at all the things that have worked out for you or worked out in your favor, you were probably passionate about them, right? It wasn't something that was like, oh yeah, sure. It was like, man, I'm super pumped about this. I have clients that come to me and they're like, Steph, I bought a laser. And I'm like, okay. Why? Well, I could finance it and my friend down the road has one and they make like an extra 3 to 4K a month on it. So I thought that it would be good for me. And then the laser sits there and they don't use it. They don't recommend it. They don't sell it. Why? Because they weren't passionate about it. Same thing if you find that your business is stagnant. Like, are you doing too many things that you're not passionate about? Maybe some of my clients are like, hey, I have to be honest, I'm not really that passionate about patient care anymore. It's like, great. Let's find something you are passionate about and outsource patient care. Or maybe some of you are like, I'm not passionate about keeping track of my numbers or spreadsheets or data. Great. That's an important aspect of your business. So you absolutely have to do it, but does not mean that you're the one that has to do it. There's a beautiful thing called delegation that you should be doing no matter what. And so if you're listening to this and you're just starting up and you're like, man, that sounds great, but I can't afford that. I totally understand. There's a part of you that has to do the shit that you don't want to do right now. And even at this level where I have a big team to help me, I still have to do stuff that I don't want to do. But that should be a driving force for you and a motivating factor that, hey, the more successful I get, the busier I get, the better the business does. I actually get to delegate the stuff that I don't want to do anymore that's causing me burnout or things that I'm not passionate about. And that's a really exciting thing. That's something you can get passionate about. That's something you can get excited and motivated about. And just remember, no matter what, you're going to keep pushing forward. And this is a season. Seasons do not last. There's light on the other side of it. So if you are having a hard time, I see you. But just remember, no matter how hard it gets, a bitch don't quit. See you guys later. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.